Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
3:30 means it's time for Donnie to give out his big balls, his game balls from the Steelers' 24-21 win over the Vikings over in Dublin. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. And football talk with the football guy on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Yesterday, that included watching the Ravens get run over by the Kansas City Chiefs in a 37-20 loss. And Xavier Worthy making his presence known, and Lamar Jackson throwing up on himself at various points in that game. All right, Donnie, I think this is another three-ball Steelers game.
Oh, yeah, they got them all, yeah. The Steelers swept this one. I had to put like four or five guys in the also receiving votes category because it was a pretty game all around.
All right, give me game ball recipient number three. This is like a bronze medal.
Peyton Wilson.
That was mine! Let's go!
Two tackles for loss. He was able to hit the quarterback a time or two. 13 tackles, which I know for a linebacker, that's just mostly like a counting stat, whatever. But it cannot go... You can't go without saying enough the play that he made. That was Chris's play of the game. I mean, that is one of the best hustle plays I have seen a Steeler make. The play that I thought of... It was Vance McDonald back in 2017. Do you remember
against
they played
Bears.
The Bears?
Yep. And who ran was the dude showboating it, thinking he was completely alone, and he knocked it right out of his hands.
Right. I don't remember the player. They ended up losing the game, so it ultimately didn't
matter.
Yeah, a
lot happened that day in Chicago.
But
yes, it did.
The hustle that he had on the play, that's what it reminded
me
of. Honestly? I mean, you just don't see a play like that all that often, and we saw a guy catch up to a former Biletnikoff wide receiver when he had, a 20-yard head start? I know he had to wait for the football, but still.
Wilson had the advantage of the head start, but he hit 22.42 miles an hour. Is it the best chase down play like that by a guy currently even on the Steelers, or do we put Metcalf on Buda Baker as
no,
even
I think
more
this
impressive?
One takes the cake now.
I think given I do
Buda's
think,
a safety, so in theory he should be a little slower than a pretty top end wide
right,
receiver.
And like I do think given that the position differential there plays a factor. Like, this was a linebacker chasing down a wide receiver, not a wide receiver chasing down a safety.
What do you think's the fastest both of you have run if you were clocked at miles an hour in your life? Peyton Wilson hit 22.42 miles an hour. Do either of you think you've even sniffed 18?
I think based on the stuff I'm doing at the gym, I think I could probably do between 10 and 15. No?
Well, no, hold on. If you've ever gotten on a treadmill,
yeah,
set it to 15, like the highest speed it can go, and mm-hmm. successfully run on it, then you have run 15 miles an hour, because that's how that's done.
I think I can do that.
You think you've run 17 miles an hour in your day, Don?
No, I doubt it.
Donnie, game ball number two.
DK Metcalf.
You and me are on the same page so far.
I know that a lot of his game came in the first half, really in the first quarter and a half of the game, but... We're also starting to see this connection warm up a little bit, really heat up. That's three straight games with a touchdown between Rodgers and Metcalf. He only had, I think, five last season. His other numbers are not that far off the pace that they were at last season. 5 for 126, and that was just a vintage play that you expect to see out of that player, the 80-yard catch and run.
Here's Tomlin on DK.
I think getting him the ball is always our agenda. Sometimes it's controlled by other things. In previous weeks, we weren't getting off the way we would like on third down, so it minimizes offensive possessions. We weren't winning possession downs, and so, you know, these are complex discussions. They don't happen in a vacuum. We didn't go get DK not to get him the ball. And so today was a reflection of our intentions, but that's been our intentions every week.
And they put big people on the field, and that forced Minnesota to use bigger people. And so that made it easier as far as guys that were allocated to defend DK Metcalf, as in not getting double teamed, and slower guys to try to catch him when he catches the ball short and is moving at a cheetah-like pace down the sideline to score a very long touchdown. Donnie, I wrote it down. I have a feeling you and me are going to have the three same game ball recipients. Number one.
Do you have your saxophone handy for a little Kenny G?
Sure do.
How about this guy?
That sounds just like a saxophone.
Call up that guy that sits outside of the stadium and just has a speaker play the music anyway.
That guy.
That guy's a jackass.
That guy's a total douchebag.
And then call you out if you don't pay him.
Oh,
buddy,
man.
What would he do if you threw him like $5 and said, I'll pay you to stop playing? Just sit there.
How many people
and
do you think
play.
Have said that before? I bet the number's greater than zero.
I mean, it feels like a hostage situation with everyone that walks by. Yeah. I'm going to keep playing and yelling at you if you don't throw me money.
I'm not a fan at all of that dude.
Isn't the whole point of like busking in a public place that you play good music and then people are like, oh, this is nice. Like on a New York City subway, if you're talented, you get a guitar out and you play some fun sounding songs. This guy's business model is I'm a jerk. And I'm going to play the saxophone.
I'm
going
to bully you into giving me money, even though I have a speaker playing the song anyway.
This is low-grade extortion.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway.
get out on the Ocean City boardwalk or something if you want
to. I think Gainwell has an argument to be their starting running back against the Browns. And I like Jaylen Warren a lot, but they haven't run the ball like this in forever.
I thought he made some really good like reads of blocks and got more out of a lot of these runs. He fell forward every time.
And I agree with what Roger said. You know, it's always been in limited roles, which was the same thing that Warren has fought against, having to back up Najee. Maybe this is just a guy that was sitting behind Saquon Barkley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, how do you just put that guy back on the bench after a game like this?
I don't think you can. Like, okay. I'm fine with those guys splitting.
So that's the thing, though. I think you'd almost have to split it with him getting the majority, but to Pony's point, it sounds easy to say you can't put the guy back on the bench. He was great. But there's always, like, a question for me about diminishing returns. Let me put it this way. We've seen guys who never were feature backs have like random elite games. The famous Jalen Samuels game where they were running toss pitches because he was more of a receiving back.
I think it's unfair to Gainwell, though, to put him in the Jalen Samuels category.
Listen, he's a better player, and he's a better player than this guy I'm going to mention. Jonathan Dwyer, who ran wild a couple of times. He's a Super Bowl champ. Like, he's a guy with veteran pedigree, knows what he's doing out there. Is he big enough to take the beating that a feature back
I don't think Warren necessarily is.
Jalen Warren's built like a roll.
Well, he gets hurt a lot, Chris. He gets dinged up a lot.
Donnie, No response for that one from me. The truth hurts.
I also think that they had a better game plan when it came to running the football.
They
this
absolutely
anyway.
Did.
So it wasn't like they didn't allow the Jaylen Warren injury to take them away from that either, which I credit them for. That's something else I think that the coaching deserves credit for, because when that news came out, I thought hard about changing
your pick,
my pick of the game. Because Warren is somebody they, you know, not that he's run the ball great, but they count on him a lot in the pass down situations.
But you,
they played Darnell Washington for what, 85% of the snaps.
Yep.
They played
the nipple rubber
Spencer Anderson for like 20 snaps. They made it a point to run the football, and it actually worked.
God, did you see Spencer Anderson, one of those plays? They catch him on the camera. He is just rubbing that chest like it's borderline erotic on his part. He's making sure they know he's the nipple
Here's
rubber.
Here's Tomlin on Kenny G.
I tell you, man, Kenny's always ready for whatever we ask him to do. And so, no, I would not be surprised by that. He's just a top-notch competitor, and I'm glad he's with us.
So there you have it, the game balls. Peyton Wilson, 3. DK Metcalf, 2. Kenny Gainwell, 1.
Would you guys say, as BLV did on YouTube, that Kenny G simply never got a chance before to get into a groove? Come on, that's a pretty good one. That's like a subtle, I like that's like subtle dad humor.
That's a good
right
one.
There.
Here
didn't
is,
overdo it.
Here's one of the queens of the PM team, Carolyn Clinton. Hello, Carol.
Hello, guys. My take is completely selfish, because I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to the game on the radio upstairs. My husband's watching it on TV downstairs. And I'm screaming at him, can't we ever just have an easy game where we just win and don't have to go through all this crap? And then I'm screaming down to him, can't we make 1 yard on that third down? Why did we have to go through all that?
Carol, I feel very similar to you right now. I do. Why can't it ever just be easy for them? Now, the truth of the matter is that most games in the NFL end up being one possession games, so it's not like the Steelers
know,
are alone
but
in this.
Once in a while, once
I know,
in a blue moon.
They never do, for example, Carol, and this team came into the game with a worse record than the Steelers and a lot of problems yesterday. They hardly ever do what the Chiefs did yesterday, which is blow out a good opponent.
Right.
You're right. Carol,
I'm
with you today.
Just take the bull by the horn and, you know, the old
take
blind
that bull and just
nut.
Take that bull and just throw it around like you own
All right,
the place.
So bottom line, Carol, do you think Mike Tomlin did a good job or bad job yesterday?
I hate him because of what he put me through.
Thank you, Carol.
She said it was a selfish opinion, and she delivered a selfish opinion, and I respect her for it.
I'm not a fan of Tomlin's, but I think I am an honest broker, and when it's and fair is fair. His offensive game plan was very good.
How much do you give him credit for that versus Smith? That's like
not a lot accusatory
question.
Because
I'm
I think that Tomlin sets the agenda for the offense too. I don't think he's like in the lab like coming up with all the plays, but I think
sets a tone
for this is the type of offense I want to see us run in this game.
Is it any coincidence that one of the whether people picked the Steelers pregame or not, one of the narratives going in was they were going to treat this like the Super Bowl because of how bad they wanted to win it for Dan Rooney. Is it any coincidence then that their offensive game plan was ground and pound?
No, I don't think it is, but the fact, okay, it's one thing to just come out and say, that's what we're going to do, establish the run. They made personnel changes to make the run game better. They didn't just line up and say they were going to do it better.
I'll give them credit.
They did it differently for once.
And I'll give him credit. He put Biggs out there and he put a back in who could see.
But you're really not giving him any credit because you're still saying he sucked at his job yesterday.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it was a bad day. By the way, Seth Walter from ESPN, I had to go digging for this. You asked me about the 4th-and-3. Was it the correct play? He said, in his words, our model has this as a one-option decision. It is clear as day that you go for the touchdown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.